This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I thought Wade Baldwin would have had a chance. I think that was all about his attitude, though. I think his attitude is really what cost him.
Caboclo, too, man. Like, all these players.
See, like we were talking about with Kennedy and the decision to opt out. Like, he's a dog. Like, I feel like he wanted to play, and that decision was made above him, whether by his father or not. But Deontay would have been like, no, I'm opted out because I don't give a damn. See what I'm saying? Different.
Yeah. All right, here's what we're going to do. Respect burgers. When we come back, we'll hand those out. Lots of very deserving candidates today on the show. And then
maybe
Jason
give
Fitz.
Out a disrespect dog to J. Cole. I like that name.
Oh, yeah.
That our listeners send us. Disrespect dogs.
We're going to put some horseradish on that thing. Okay, Rwandan horseradish.
Give a disrespect dog to Deontay.
Hell yeah.
And J. Cole.
No mercy around these parts. We'll do that when we come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is home of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Nothing goes together in Memphis like Topps Barbecue and basketball, and their dining rooms are officially back open. They've been in business since 1952, and their hours are 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. with drive-thrus open until 10 p.m.
You know, my dad raised me on Topps Burgers. I know many of you Memphians the same. You know, nothing's changed since they opened in 1952. That menu's still the same. The sauce, the slaw, the beans, better than ever.
You can order online at TopsBarbecue.com.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Switching your car insurance to Geico is both easy and could save you hundreds. It's the best of both worlds. Like a butcher with a sense of humor. A co-meat Ian.
Well, I'd tell you a joke, but I'd probably butcher it. The stakes are too high.
Geico. Easy and savings. The best of both worlds.
I'm here with Shaq from Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington. Is it true that the sign on your desk says most helpful guy ever?
Yes, that is true. At Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington, we're going to always take care of you and your family to make sure you get the best incentives and rebates available, like 0% for 72 months on new Renegades, Compass, Cherokees, Challengers. We also have 0% for 72 months on new Ram 1500 trucks for the Ram Spotlight Sales Event. Visit us at HomerSkeltonCDJ.com. See why we're a bunch of normal guys in the car business changing lives four tires at a time.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients. But my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines and covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes and get out the word so the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's 0 fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. 0 fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity system. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC system, and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity system. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-8086 or visit us at choateshvac.com for more information. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer, warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low as 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services, count on Opox. Call 901-443-5153 or visit opox.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Your car in need of a cleaning? We've got you covered. We have all the wash and wax products you're looking for, from interior to exterior cleaners. They'll help you freshen up your ride inside and out, while keeping it protected from dirt and grime that can damage your car. And you can get everything you need even faster. Just order online at AutoZone.com and choose free same-day store pickup. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
When the doctor told us about my mom's cancer, it made me feel so helpless. Until I called the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and spoke with Grace, who answered all of my questions about the disease, treatment options, and cancer-related expenses. Her support and compassion made us feel whole again. Today, I'm calling Grace to let her know my mom is beating cancer. To learn more, visit lls.org.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're now offering $1,000 off our Wavelight laser if you're treated in May. That's $500 off per eye. Go to LASIK.com to see this offer and see if LASIK is right for you. Plus, LASIK has never been more convenient. The procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the next day. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience, all more affordable than you might imagine, especially with $1,000 off, $500 off per eye. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. Must mention this promotion and be treated in May of 2021 to qualify. $1,000 off for both eyes on standard Wavelight price, $500 off for one eye. Cannot be combined with any other offers. See details at LASIK.com.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at TOPPSBBQ.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Everything look better with a view. Why you always in the mood?
From Marion to Memphis to South Haven and Olive Branch, there is one institution when it comes to barbecue in the Mid-South. That's Topps Barbecue. They have been around since 1952. Slow-cooked, real-pit barbecue. And also the burgers, the legendary burgers. We're going to hand some out here momentarily. But look, you know them, you love them. Their dining rooms are back open. We came up on Topps. We're privileged to do so. It's lunchtime. Go get some Topps Barbecue.
It's the best. And listen, on Tuesdays, it's like happy hour. You got to get over there 5 to 8 p.m. They do the $3 single burgers and $4 doubles. It's only the best burger in town. Saw some people asking me, well, how does it compare to Whataburger? Whataburger coming to South Haven. Fool, Whataburger doesn't get their meat from Charlie's Meat Market. Delivered fresh 5-6 times. Show me that. The sauce, the slaw, the beans, all still made the same way since 1952. That's because it's so good. And you don't mess with perfection. They're bean chefs. All they do is deal in perfection. And that's what we're talking about with Topps. And listen, I got it straightened out because I had a couple of folks tell me, well, the popular location doesn't do the Fireman Burger. But the Fireman Burger's got that fantastic barbecue on top of the burger. We're getting it straightened out. Every location supposed to serve the Fireman. So we're going to hold Popper accountable. I've got corporate working on that right now. You order yourself a Fireman Burger. No, it's not on the menu. It's a little secret. You can thank me later. You better be hungry as well. It's Topps Barbecue, where you always see the smoke, taste the flavor. Perfect lead-in as well to what we're about to do. Because I got a lot of folks that need some respect burgers. Let's give them out.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show Respect Burgers.
R-E-S-E-C-T.
Sizzlin' Respect Burgers, served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
First one is for University of Memphis signee Josh Minot.
Respect.
We've been talking about him since last week, and Jonathan Gavone came on with us, NBA draft expert for ESPN. told us how impressed he was with Josh Minot in the practices leading up to the game. He didn't disappoint either in the game. Had 18 points, 5 rebounds. Very impressive this weekend. Also had an assist officially. Had a couple of hockey assists, I believe, to go with that as well, but was credited officially with one assist in his team's 143-131 win. He was winning. He was playing with Chet Holmgren, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, Chet had 20, so they had 38 of their team's points and was, frankly, if you're reading Jason Munn's story over the commercial appeal, if you didn't, I urge you to do so, because he had some really insightful information from the scouts on what they thought of Josh Minot, who, like we said, is headed to Memphis, 6'9". He considers himself a big guard, ranked number 35 in the class of 2021. Here's what Munn's had in his story. One scout, and remember, there was a representative from every NBA team in the building. We talked about that in the first hour. One scout labeled Minot one of the top 5 NBA prospects at the Iverson Classic this weekend. How about that? And then some of the other players talked about how athletic he was. The Hickman guy that Hurd mentioned with his recent Kentucky decommitment. Again, reading from Munz's story. My guy can soar. He's got springs. That's the part I wasn't prepared for. The catching of the putback dunk, right? I saw Josh Minot's game. I've seen it on these, you know, videos, all that kind of thing. What I had not, I guess, no way to account for was how athletic he is at 6'9". He seems to be the entire package. Hit a couple of threes in that game, really stood out. And, you know, in a weekend where you were playing against guys who were mocked in the top 10, again, Banchero and Holmgren, 1 and 2, he shined and looked like one of the top prospects there. I guess I should have expected as much with Gavoni raving about him the way I did on Friday, but it's a whole nother thing to come through in a situation like that because, again, things got to come together.
It's true.
He'd had a slow first half. I think he only had 4 in the first half, so really turned it on in the second half. Just a truly impressive effort at 18, 5 rebounds, 1 assist against the best in the country. Again, that doesn't mean he's going to come to Memphis and start.
Right.
But I think when you see a guy shine like that against this level of competition, you got to feel real good about his ability to contribute immediately for Memphis.
I agree. I mean, I think that's exactly right. I think you put it well. Like, if you don't necessarily stand out in these kinds of games, it's not the end
doesn't
of your
rule
career.
You out. Exactly.
But if you shine, you know, it's a little bit like the summer league, right? Like, except inverted. If you don't perform in the summer league, that's a pretty damning thing for you. If you're going up against the top players, and you're sort of showing that you belong, that to me says a lot about where you will figure in at the next level.
Yep. Only a couple of players finished with more points. His teammate Holmgren, we mentioned that, had 20. Tyrese Hunter, who's headed to Iowa State, had 20 as well. And then Ty-Ty, who recently decommitted from Creighton. And everybody's got going to Kentucky, right, John?
Yes.
On Ty-Ty Washington.
Yes,
he had 19, and then our boy. And he's mocked as number 13 in the 2022 mock draft. Right now, Minot is not.
Right.
But we did hear Gavoni, like you said, tell us last week, he thinks the kid's going to play in the NBA eventually, and he's going to be on the fast track if he keeps performing the way he did this weekend. More respect burgers to go out. You got to give one to T.J. Madlock, who wasn't playing in the big game, but playing in the local game. And I do it because Gavoni had said that's one to keep an eye on. And it said earlier, too, T.J. Madlock, obviously the son of Tony Madlock. He's headed to South Carolina State. And I'm telling you, in that league, man, what a weapon, especially when you got a guy like Jonathan Gavoni saying this kid could play anywhere.
Yep.
We realize he's going to play for his father at a historically black college, love all that. But it sounds like, I mean, Gavoni said this is T.J. gave him a chance for maybe playing professionally. Here's the other respect burger out of the Iverson Classic. Did you realize NL Lee Chopper got up and played?
I did see that.
Now, you had told me, because what's the tie, Ernie?
Yeah, that he used to play for M33M. Yeah.
Used to play for M33M. You guys realize that I think he's still just, what, is he 18 years old?
No way.
19 years old.
Okay, wow. Still.
Yeah. Now, this says the 18-year-old
it's a local rapper.
Potts, yeah, and get national. Go look him up. He's national now.
He's okay. Big time, yeah.
He's real big
MLE
time.
MLE Chopper.
NLE Chopper is a former hooper around here. And, no, I found it in Munz's store.
Got it.
Houston and Cordova, John. The 18-year-old Potts played high school basketball at Houston
18?
And Cordova. NLE Chopper is 18 years old, bro. And, like, already making millions, it feels like. Dude's got to be a millionaire, right?
Oh, for sure.
That's what I thought. Well, he got up and played in this thing and apparently played well. An old throwback to his days of playing some high school basketball around here. I'll tell you what. Dude has a big-time future. You realize that? Have you looked at just how worldwide he is?
Yeah.
And apparently could have played some ball. I guess made the right decision. because you always go, this will be an easier life for him, will it not? Going the entertainment route and making his million than it would have been trying to make the cut and being an elite basketball player.
Yep.
But he got off the bench and played in this thing and apparently had some buckets in that local game. Dedrick Lawson among the folks that were out there watching. So those are my respect burgers coming out of the Iverson Classic. Got to give one to Josh Minot, my man T.J. Madlock, who's headed to South Carolina State to play for his father. He's got one in NLE Chopper getting up and sort of being the Quavo of this thing. Guy that can come and do a bunch of different things. How about him, John?
No, I mean,
he ain't no J. Cole, bro.
No, he's not. I mean, this is actually who deserves to have a spot in Rwanda.
I actually have one more.
Respect.
Now, coming out of the Iverson Classic, and it's this. And you've heard whose story I'm reading from. Jason Munns, Kari Thompson, and Mark Giannotto. John, it reminded me of our old days at the Peach Jam, where we go out and write about Tyreek, try to do you get you four or five stories in a day, do
we're
a bunch of
about
features.
Everybody.
We were Rondae Hollis Jefferson, yes. And Memphis is interested in him back then. Josh, the coach, he's trying to get guys that probably wasn't going to get.
Yes.
But that was you could write those stories. It'd be the most read thing at the CA. So their coverage this weekend of the Iverson Classic. I just want to give it some love. Poor Steven Johnson for the Daily Memphian is out there trying to do it by himself. He did a good job. They got one reporter there. All right, so it was an absolute ass-kicking this weekend of the Daily Memphian by the
Respect.
Commercial Appeal. I don't have a dog in the fight anymore, so I'm okay to say this, I feel like, John. I ain't trying to write for the Commercial Appeal. I ain't writing for the Daily Memphian. I just watched it from afar, and my Lord, brother, it wasn't even a fight. Did you see Cowboy Cerrone get whooped this weekend? Did you see it, John?
Yes.
He was actually the favorite going against a dude who had, like, one day to train. That was similar ass-whooping to what the Daily Memphian took in terms of this weekend and its coverage of the Iverson Class. Why are you saying, my God, you act like that's savage? It ain't nothing but the
savage.
Truth.
They did have really good
Steven
coverage.
Johnson over there, 3-1.
That's tough.
Commercial Appeal writing story about NLE Chopper playing. They're writing about the Ole Miss signee that's a 5-star. They're not just writing about Josh Minot. They had everything covered. And that's the way you do it when you have an event that's got a representative from every NBA team
right,
here.
Right.
For the first time, John, in over a year and a half, all these NBA scouts can come out, and you're telling me the best you can do is send out one reporter? Like, I love Steven Johnson to death. Dude is doing both right now. He's covering football and basketball for them. But give me a break. What are you going up against when you got three folks from Commercial Appeal, two reporters, and their main columnist over there? Daily Memphian got whooped this weekend. That ain't a take. That's facts. Okay,
respect.
So respect, Burger, for the way the Commercial Appeal covered the Iverson Classic.
Well, I know they
you got a problem
it.
With that?
No, I know they did do a very, very good job. They definitely covered that thing front to back. No doubt.
Man, they had everything. They felt like I had a feature on every player, John. Okay?
Well, I do remember that. Didn't you talk to Kelly Oubre?
We talked to Kelly Oubre. He was like, who's Josh Pastner? No, I'm kidding. But it was sort of, that's what it
said.
Felt like. It's what it felt like. It's like, what do you want me to say about Memphis? Something, I mean, it didn't go. And you had a sign then that Memphis probably wasn't going to get Kelly Oubre.
Did we not go 2 straight years to the Peach Jam?
I know I went like 6-7 straight years. I went with Varlis. I went with you. I went a bunch of different. Went on my own.
I think we went 2 years.
Peach Jams were fun because you could do a similar thing. And again, it was all eyes, the basketball world, on you. And that's what it felt like this weekend at the Iverson Classic.
It did feel big.
Oh, yeah. And the CA did a hell of a job covering it. I didn't mean to bash somebody, to raise somebody else up.
No,
give me a break. They're supposed to be competing entities.
Yeah.
And they got absolutely smashed at what was basically a national event right here in your backyard. Moving on. Steph Curry right now. I know we're trying to catch him.
Yep.
You're a half game behind Golden State as you head into this game tonight against the Pelicans, the Memphis Grizzlies. But do you realize what he's done here, John, in these last 5-6 games especially? He's trying to win a scoring title. I don't know if you're familiar with that in the race with Bradley Beal right now, who came up lame in their most recent game. Russell was getting the triple-double and winning in overtime. In the meantime, Bradley Beal, who had 50 in the game, couldn't play the overtime. So he's dealing with a strained hamstring here down the stretch. I'll save the respect burger for him if he wins the scoring title, but I'm not sure he's going to be healthy enough to do so. Because last five right here, Steph Curry, 49, 34, 37, 41, and 30. Okay? Those are just his last five games. And with 4 games left, for both of their teams, actually, Washington and for Golden State, Curry's averaging 31.9 and Beal's averaging 31.4. Now, we've talked about this earlier. Curry ain't just going hard to win this scoring title. This dude is hell-bent on making the playoffs. That's part of it. Because what Steph Curry got left to prove in terms of – he doesn't.
Nothing.
Like,
nothing.
He's one of the best scorers we've ever seen, period. Yep. So this he's not just out there trying to win a scoring title. He is literally out there to prove that he can lift this team up to a playoff spot. And I'll be damned on getting the highest pick we can to try to win later. I'm going to win right now. And I just think – And yes, it's easy to say, damn, Steph wants you to see you stumble so the Grizzlies can pass you. But in a league where we say the stars, right, that's had a problem with the stars playing down the stretch, here's Steph Curry giving it his all to be the damn 8 seed in the playoffs and going up for 49s and not just trying to win a scoring title but trying to lift Golden State in. I think you got to respect that in many ways, whether he's your adversary like he's going to be on Sunday when the Grizzlies take him on and hopefully a monumental game or not. Steph Curry's been fantastic here down the stretch. I'm just hoping he lightens up a little bit tonight against the Jazz. Hey, you can still win the scoring title because, like I told you, look at Beal's hamstring. He's struggling a little bit. Think you can still win it and ease up a little bit, but definitely a respect burger for Steph Curry. And then last one, and it's for a bunch of folks. It's all the moms.
Respect.
Definitely.
Respect burger for all the moms. I saw you guys. I was probably the one that came up that was slipping yesterday. Saw you on social media. I saw you on social media. Both of y'all giving all the love to your moms and your wives and mothers and in your lives. And I didn't do that yesterday, and I should have. And now I feel absolutely left out because they absolutely deserve it. I did clean the sink for Faith.
Oh,
yeah. Brought her home a little food and all that. But I feel like I didn't stack up to you guys. Oh. And maybe the way I do that is by, well, listen, whether it's Faith or your mom, your listener, or your wife, all the women, all the mothers in the world deserve a respect burger for the job they've done raising us, man, because we would not be here if not for them. And I know you have a new perspective on Sam and the miracle, right, of life and all that stuff. So respect burger. We'd be remiss to do a respect burger segment after Mother's Day and not give out respect burgers to all the mothers nationwide.
This has
worldwide, quite frankly.
This has been a very illuminating year for me personally because I have seen my wife as become a totally different person. You know, I sort of said this, but I met her and we were friends, and then we went from friends to we were in a relationship, then we got engaged, and then she became my wife. Now I know her as mom. I see her as a mom. And it's a totally different form and version of her. But man, I mean, she really is the rock of our house, you know, and I mean, how the hell would I know what to put Riley in? I don't know how to dress her, you know? I mean, I wouldn't know how to do that, you know? So she holds it down, and that's just the very, very surface level of what moms do every single day. But, yeah, man, I have a very, very new appreciation and a greater appreciation for everything that moms do day in and day out.
Well said. Well said. Brad, you want to get in your two cents here? I think it's called for.
I don't want to say too much because there are a lot of dads that are absent. I just want to call it like it is. I think the three of us are an anomaly. After I've gotten into older stages with Jake, I realize that. And I don't mean to single out because I know there are dads that have the opposite way. There are dads present where mom's not.
My brother was one of those, raised the two girls on his own.
That happens too. But I give really special props.
No, you're right. There's more single moms out there than there are single.
My mom and dad are still married after 50 years. Let's be honest, though. My mom was the one who raised me. dad won't run a lot. You know, dad hit in the tavern. And I love my dad. He's my best man at my wedding.
Man, we got a similar story.
So, like, my mom, I got to give it to her. And much like you, John, you see your spouse or your wife or your baby mama, whatever, in a different light when they take on a responsibility to be a mama. So I agree with you. Shouts to mom. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Hey, it was a good day.
Hey, Daily Memphian, y'all give Steven Johnson a chance. Give him some help.
Now, typically, this is the part of the segment where we hand out, or at least I hand out, salty fries. And this is sort of my honorable mention, right, for who had a great weekend.
But I think there's a better role for you.
But it's not very fun, is it? It's not very fun to commend people for a job well done.
Well, it's my job. I'm more along those lines.
You're more warm and fuzzy than I am.
The grill is still hot, so you got to put something on there. What are you doing?
So moving forward, we are changing my role in the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
I will now be handing out
better fit you
disrespect dogs, hot dogs that are very disrespectful, cooked in the soggiest hot dog water
yeast
that you can ever find.
I remember those. Andrew Chastain, given that he hashtagged it. That's what I said. Andrew Chastain hashtagged
Andrew.
Disrespect dogs.
And so
I love the title. I hand out respect burgers. He hands out disrespect dogs.
By popular demand.
Lord knows J. Cole gonna be up in there.
You know it.
By popular demand, I could hand out a disrespect dog to a lot of people. But I will in this
Who's the inaugural?
The inaugural disrespect dog is gonna go to Urban Meyer, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, this is a good selection.
It is. He tried to hire that Iowa strength coach.
He tried to hire the Iowa State strength coach.
Iowa State. Is
what has he done lately? Iowa, what's his newest?
Iowa. I thought it was Iowa.
Now,
what did he do?
That's him, yeah.
Iowa State.
No, that's Iowa. It's Iowa.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
Iowa
strength coach. What he's trying to do now is hire Tim Tebow.
Lord.
Do what?
Yes, he is. Tim Tebow is apparently about to sign a one-year deal to be a tight end for the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is, of course, despite not ever playing that position. And this is much like what J. Cole is doing in Rwanda. This is Tim Tebow using his relationship with Urban Meyer from Florida.
That is not the same.
I don't think it's similar.
No, you're right. J. Cole is even worse. J. Cole is even more disgusting and despicable than what Tim Tebow and Urban Meyer are doing. But yeah, Urban Meyer is trying to bring in Tim Tebow, which is a joke. It is simply a joke. This is not a tight end. This is not somebody that's been in the NFL. And apparently they're waiting to see if the tight end that they drafted in the fifth round is worth the spot. But Tim Tebow could be taking a young player's spot just because he has a relationship with Urban Meyer and won some championships back in the day college.
I'm really starting to question Urban Meyer's judgment, especially when it comes to this level. Right, you can go out and do your own thing at Ohio State. You can protect bad guys, right? We literally see that with some of his assistants or guys got no business on your staff. Or you know, go out and hire who you want as strength coach, and nobody's going to say anything because you're Ohio State and you're winning, and it's your program. Just like with Nick Saban. Like, if you were going to question any of the moves he does, that's what you get at the college level when you're a king.
Yep.
But what you don't get is that at the NFL level.
Very much
Now, you have to, like, Bill Belichick might get that.
Yeah.
Right? Because of how many Super Bowls he's won. But I don't care who you are. Like, to try to go out, John, and hire Doyle so immediately, and that's Chris Doyle was the ex-Iowa strength coach who had gotten in trouble for saying all kinds of allegedly racist comments. I don't think it was alleged at all because clearly we saw in terms of him stepping down immediately, there was something to you saw the hubbub that caused.
Yep.
Meyer didn't seem to think there was going to be any at all.
That's right.
Why? Because he's used to having his way. He's used to not being questioned when he was at Ohio State. So immediately the alarms went off when he hired Chris Doyle, and what's he forced to do? Immediately they work out a deal where they call it a resignation, but you basically had to fire him right after you hired him.
Yep.
Now you're bringing in Tim Tebow because you got the old relationships. John, how's he going to help your football team? You know, unless you're making him a coach, what's he going to do, speeches in the locker room? If he's taking somebody's job, right, some young player's job, that's going to not be a good thing, especially if he's not – deserving of it. I realize Tim's getting done with the baseball now.
Yes.
Feels like he's looking for his next challenge, wants to reignite this relationship with Urban that he's got.
Yes.
But come on, man. I mean, do we really think he's going to beat out somebody on the NFL roster? Right.
Not on merit.
And so what you want him is one of your 53 because he's a leader? Like, come on. I just don't get the judgment he's showing here so far. I could see it as a coach.
You know, hire him as somebody on your staff.
Because he's uplifting. The guy's uplifting, and that's what he's about. And right now, there's a place for those guys.
Yep.
It's usually as your strength coach or as your assistant coach
exactly.
or something like that. You know, make him some, put him along in something that role. But this idea that he can be a player on your team that can help you seems a little bit ridiculous. Not to mention, where they go out and get Etienne. We like the running back situation.
Yep.
Like, I'm not sure about what Urban Meyer's doing here. I like what he's got in Trevor Lawrence, but who knows what he's going to do with it with some of these decisions he's made.
All right, we will come back. We're going to talk to Jason Fitz. Get into his thoughts on the NBA, the Lakers, Grizzlies, and more on the other side. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
Some things are just true, like your local Geico agent could save you hundreds. And also, two-year-olds will always ask why.
It's lunchtime.
Why?
Because you're hungry.
Why?
Because humans need food.
Why?
Because we convert it to energy, blood, and muscle and bone.
Why?
Because I love you.
Your local Geico agent could help you save 15% or more. It's just true.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
If it's moving time for you, you know who to call. It's Black Tie Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, cross town, cross country, make sure you call my friends at Black Tie Moving, 316-6196, 316-6196, because they have changed moving in the city of Memphis. Because when you're moving, you're not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life. Black Tie certainly understands that. They're licensed, they're bonded, they're insured, their movers are professionally trained, they're on time. I know because I used them two different times. Glad I did. Give them a call. 316-6196. Go ahead and book your move now because it is going to start booking up fast. Summer is just around the corner, which means moving season is here. Black Tie wants to take the tour, moving your things out of your hands, make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change moving in the city of Memphis. Call today.
My stomach.
Don't worry, I've got you covered.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach,
diarrhea.
What's that?
It's Pepto-Bismol Chews.
Pepto-Bismol's in a chew?
Yeah, they taste great and provide fast relief. And you can always have Pepto-Bismol handy.
Ooh, let me try it.
Try Pepto-Bismol Chews for fast relief.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach,
diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Don't miss out on Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your car could use a spring cleaning, stop by for great deals on everything you need to keep your car looking new. Like Mother's California Gold Wash and Wax, just $4.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. That's a $6 savings. Visit the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Jimmy, will you take care of the windows? Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations, yes, could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Wendy's restaurant in your area has issued a major bag alert.
Bag alert, major bag alert.
The Bacon Double Stack is back in the biggie bag with fries, nugs, and a drink, all for just $5. The following are to be expected: joy, disbelief, inability to think about anything else. This deal is effective immediately, and it's only at Wendy's.
Major bag alert. Bag. Bag alert. Major
Biggie bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fry, and small drink. U.S. price and participation may vary.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
He is the one, the only, Jason Fitz. Catch him on Spain and Fitz on ESPN Radio, all over ESPN Digital Networks, doing all kinds of things. There's nothing this man can't do. He joins us every single Monday. He joins us now. Fitz, what's happening, man? Appreciate the time as always.
Just living that dream, boys. How we doing?
Things in Memphis are okay. Things are pretty good. We are sort of looking over our shoulder a little bit. I guess, and maybe now the Grizzlies should be looking up because they're in ninth. But here's the question. if the Lakers are sort of circling around, and they very likely will get out of seven, but you just can never tell. If you're the Memphis Grizzlies, do you not want to avoid the Lakers? I mean, isn't that the objective at all costs? You can't beat the Lakers in the 7-8 game. So how do you sort of navigate that?
Just going to be watching the Lakers seeding to figure it out. I mean, what did we just see from Phoenix, right? So if you're Phoenix and you're looking at it saying, my God, well, the last thing we want is to have some shot that we get the 7-seed Lakers in the first round of the playoffs. I mean, that would just be an abomination for Phoenix. Nobody can guard AD on any of these teams. So, you know, I'm looking at it saying the entire West wants to avoid the Lakers. But, yeah, there's also some intrigue for me, though. As much as we all say, hey, nobody can guard AD, last time I checked, the Lakers don't have anybody that can guard Steph. So that Lakers-Golden State play-in, that looks interesting. And man, this is a huge home run for the NBA, by the way, for all the controversy around the play-in. Like, the opportunity to get huge, like the Lakers and Golden State in the play-in, plus have everybody have that aha moment nationally. Oh, yeah, Ja Morant is doing something in Memphis. Like, I think it's a win for the league on the whole, that just what the West is doing in the play-in. I love it.
Would you, if you're the Lakers right now and you end up in that 7-8, say you're in the play-in, would you, Fitzy, still take the Lakers as your favorite to come out of the West, or would you take the field?
Yeah, if they're healthy, I don't think anybody can stop them. The problem for the Lakers has been lack of depth and health, but I mean, not just health for the top two guys. And yeah, I realize that, you know, Kyle Kuzma has not had the most glorious stretch over the last few days when he's played. But you look at this team, and it's about Schroeder, it's about Anthony Davis, it's about LeBron. If those three guys are healthy, they're going to be just fine. If they're not healthy, they're not going to be just fine. And I don't think anything's a given when it comes to LeBron's health. But as much as we've been sitting there saying, well, nothing looks easy for AD, then you see what he did against Phoenix. You're like, oh, my bad. Like, this is still the team that the most indifferent champion we've ever had last year in the bubble. Like, when they cared, they killed. And that's I still have that sort of seared into my mind. So I think that they'll be able to step it up.
What do you think if they do finish six? Not to interrupt you, John. Say they go up and they get to six, because I think they're trying to avoid six, quite frankly, and avoid the Clippers. Do you think a Clippers-Lakers first-round series is competitive? Does it go seven games? Clippers were built for this, right? They were built to take down this Lakers team. Do you think that's a good series at all? The Lakers end up steamrolling.
Oh, I love that series. I love everything about that series. But and look, I think we're sleeping on the Clippers through all of this.
I do,
because they didn't do it last year, in a year where they had no continuity. Like, the same thing we were talking about with the Nets. Last year we were talking about with the Clippers. Now, you know, they still have some injury issues themselves, but this is a really talented team that, you're right, has been built to beat this Lakers team. So, I mean, right now, to me, the Clippers, I think if the Lakers don't get there, the Clippers do. So, you know, as much as Phoenix is a fun story, we just saw what Phoenix looks like against teams that, you know, they don't stack up well against. And it's hard for me to believe in Utah over either of those teams.
To that point, no 7-seed has ever won an NBA title. It did happen as a 6 with the Houston Rockets in 1995, but no seed as low as 7 has been able to do it. So do you think that means that the Lakers will not end up ultimately being a 7-seed, or do you think they become the first 7-seed to win an NBA title?
I think they become the first 7 to do it, and it's not because of the seed. I mean, look over in the East, with Boston to be the 7 in the East, like, that's laughable. Nobody thinks Boston's going anywhere, right? Like, this is just one of those years. I always say it's better to be lucky than good. The NBA is living on that right now, because they are lucky right now. As weird as it sounds, today they're lucky. Now, if the Lakers find a way to get themselves bounced out of this thing in the first round, and we end up, like, let's be real, nobody wants to see the TV numbers of Phoenix versus Milwaukee in the end, right? Like, that would not be pretty for the NBA. But today they're getting lucky, because all of this health has created a reason to pay attention to what's going to happen for the Lakers in the play-in. I mean, it's lucky for them, unlucky for the Lakers, but as long as they get healthy, everybody wins in the end.
You know, you talked about the Lakers and the bubble and winning that championship. The team they played, what happened? Are we going to look back? I mean, everything in 2020 was weird, right? Everything was warped, and it didn't feel like it was how much of it could you put stock into? But the Miami Heat being in the championship and having a chance to win, compare that to where they are today. I mean, is that going to be one of the things from bubble and pandemic sports that we look back on and say, yep, that was the outlier?
Yeah, I think so. And part of it is because it's really like the NHL thing. Like, the joke in the Stanley Cup playoff, and not the joke, but like the general rule is that you get a hot goalie, you can ride that thing, right? And so, you know, you can have a Preds team go to the Stanley Cup final in a year where they may not have been as talented as everybody else because they had a hot goalie. Same thing for St. Louis. Like, you can have these sort of weird results because somebody got hot. Feels like that's what happened to this entire Miami team last year. They clicked the right way in the bubble. They got hot at the right time. And while that was really amazing then, I don't know how that transfers in a normal season. And the one thing that, you know, you look at the moment and what came together, I think a smart point with even the Knicks in the East right now is like, the Knicks are making their bread and butter because they're actually playing defense. But in the playoffs, everybody plays defense. So the thing that's separating them now won't be a separator in the actual playoffs. So, like, playoff basketball is just so much different. I think what we're being reminded of now is that the Heat are a pretty good team. They got hot at the right time in a weird year where nobody else could.
Fitzy, what'd you think of DK Metcalf? He caught a lot of heat when he said he was going to, you know, run in that USA track and field meeting 100, caught a lot of heat from some mostly media folks that say, hey, you're going against real sprinters. I even though he finished 15th of 17th, I thought at 6'4", 229, to go 10.37, you just got to respect it. What'd you think?
Yeah, I loved it. And by the way, I love the fact that he's out there doing something else. And like,
yep.
That's the one thing that's so funny. Like, we pick and choose when we want to, like, absolutely trash athletes for having passions outside of football. But you want to talk about putting your legs at risk. I mean, running in that sort of, like, that's the ultimate, oh, my God, don't pull a hamstring sort of moment, right? And he went out there and did it and crushed it. I watched it thinking, what a freak athlete, you know, that you're seeing even be able to beat a couple of guys out that have spent their entire year and entire life training for that. So kudos to him for doing it, and kudos to the Seahawks for not freaking out about it, remembering that he's a human being that can do things other than just play football.
Yep.
We are, of course, talking to Jason Fitz. Catch him on Spain and Fitz on ESPN Radio. He's absolute must-listen. We still don't have a resolution on Aaron Rodgers until after June, but it is kind of funny the way this story has evolved. You know, it went from Aaron Rodgers is telling everybody that'll listen that he does not want to come back or that he is not coming back, and then you have John Kuhn, who played with him, saying that he's 70 to 75% sure that it will get worked out. Where do you lean? And I guess the bigger question is, what do you think has to happen for it to get worked out?
Yeah, I think I'm in my mind, and I have no inside knowledge. In my mind, if I had to put a healthy wager down on this, my healthy wager is that he's the starting quarterback for the Packers week one. Because ultimately, he's going to have to give back around $30 million if he retires, right? And other than that, what option does he have? Like, he can come in and yell and scream all day long, but the thing that's stunning to me here is if you're the Packers, You've been building your franchise the way you need to build your franchise to do business for the future. You've gone 13-3 back-to-back years, and you drafted your quarterback of the future. To use Tua Tagovailoa's dad's phrase, so what, now what? All right, Aaron, you don't like it? Cool. I don't really care. Like, we're running a football team here, and if you're not happy with that and don't want to play, you can hand us $30 million and not play anywhere else to be able to get anything back in trade value that equals the reigning MVP. So at some point, you got to dig your heels in and say, hey, first round aren't worth it, realistically, Aaron Rodgers is worth it. And I'm not going to let him go somewhere else and take a chance that he wins a championship while Jordan Love just flounders here and doesn't do well, right? Like, so if that's the case, there's so much egg on the face, there's too much risk, not enough reward. I think the Packers are going to dig their heels in and say, cool, I don't really care what you want, Aaron. You can either host Jeopardy at the tune of $30 million to us, or you can sit down, shut up, color in your book, and we'll see you this fall playing football for the Green Bay Packers.
You talked about putting a wager down. I think it's more bets, more money has been placed on Tampa Bay to win the Super Bowl this year than any other team at William Hill, at least. Would you, you know, they've got back 22 starters. We get all that. If you were putting a wager down right now, would it be on the Bucs or would it be on the Chiefs with the way they've overhauled that offensive line?
I did put a wager down, and it's on the Chiefs. It's legal now. I'm all in on it. Look, the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl. That's fine. I'm not taking anything away from what Tampa Bay did in that game, but the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl with a decimated offensive line that just absolutely not only was not healthy, but also wasn't good enough all year. They go out, they address those concerns, and they're still, I think, top to bottom, not only the most talented, but the best coach roster in the NFL. I think the Chiefs are by far, in my mind, the Super Bowl favorite. They'll come out of the AFC, and then it's a question of who they're taking on. So, you know, as much as we all just presume that Brady's going to run it back because that's what he did for New England, and they're bringing all of their starters back, I wouldn't take my money away from Kansas City for any reason. They still have the better quarterback. better roster, better coach.
You know, we asked you about Jake Paul and sort of what he means for boxing and the sport, and I believe that you were on the side of this is good for boxing, right, Fitz? You did, you know, that was your, and I don't know if I disagree, but what would you say about the Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather thing?
Well, they're selling it, aren't they?
People are going to buy it, so I guess in the end, that's really all that matters. But that's a farce. It's like it's a total farce. Like it feels like a WWE match, kind of.
Yeah, and it's not all that matters that people are going to buy it because, you know, look, I'm a huge Saturday Night Live fan. Everybody knows that. I love SNL. SNL, for the first time ever last weekend, went out to YouTube and globally broadcast their show for free on YouTube. It's never happened before. Now, I'm sure they got historic numbers from it, and that's all anybody will talk about. But realistically, I don't think it was a particularly great episode of Saturday Night Live. So the question is, how much sustainable interest did you get, or did you just feed the narrative that SNL is dead? I would hold boxing to the same standard. You can have gimmick matches all day long, but at some point you've got to have actual fighters that everybody's investing in that feel real in the process. And if there isn't that, then you better have a repeatable gimmick in a way that people will keep flocking back to it. Like, we all remember what it was like to have Tyson friends. Like, friends you didn't really like, but you knew they were going to get the pay-per-view for the Tyson fight, so you went ahead and did it. Like, I had one kid that was a Tyson friend, one kid that was a WrestleMania friend. Like, that's just the way life worked back then, right? And, like, I'm looking at this saying Tyson was a draw repeatedly because you never knew how quickly he was going to knock somebody out and how devastating it was going to be to watch. This is a draw for all the wrong reasons. It might get eyeballs for one night, and people out of curiosity will want to watch the circus show, but long-term, it's not helping boxing. And until boxing finds a way to market their actual fighters to some extent,
yep,
they're going to continue to lose ground to MMA and to WWE Pole.
Couldn't agree more. They're losing that ground right now. I got one more for you, Fitzy. J. Cole, rapper J. Cole, reportedly signing a deal with Rwanda Patriots BBC. It's the African Basketball League, basically. Is there a musician or a rapper that you would pay to see play a sport? If there is, who is it?
Wow, that's a great question. Man, it's got to be one of the R&B guys. Like, I think Quavo playing basketball would actually be interesting. Like, he's good. He's really good. So I think he would stand out in the country world. Kane Brown is the best of the guys that I've seen backstage playing here and there. He's pretty good. He's okay. But frankly, a lot of the guitar players and drummers are better than the actual, like, everyday artists you see. Mm-hmm. I think Quavo stands out for me as the guy that would be, you know, not only because of the play, but also the flair and the respect that other players in the NBA have for him as a person. I think he'd do something fun and funny. I think that'd be good.
Fitz, you are the best as always, man. We appreciate
have
the time
a great
as
week,
always.
Brother.
You guys have a great week, my friend.
He is Jason Fitz. Joins us every single Monday here on the show.
I feel like Master P would have backed Quavo down. But again, it's a different era.
Yeah, I mean, it is. But
back in the day, Master P could Percy could serve it up.
Yeah, I mean, Quavo just he's
kind of the guy right now.
He ain't hooping like that, though, bro. Like,
He is. He can actually hoop.
Master P would absolutely destroy him.
Who's better?
Well, that's
he's
more
better
of a,
than J. Cole.
That's a referendum. That's a referendum on our talent pool in the hip hop game. You know, we're not as skilled as we used to be. We got to fix that. I will say on Saturday Night Live, I did watch it because Elon Musk was hosting. I just kind of wanted to see what it would be like. Saturday Night Live's awful.
Yeah, I've stopped. I kind of gave up on it.
It's just not funny. It's just not funny. Like, and I don't know if. The problem with Saturday Night Live is that you know all the greats that have come through, and so you hold it up to, like, the Will Ferrells and the Eddie Murphys and the list goes on and on. So it's like everybody's playing from behind the eight ball no matter what. But, God, it's just, like, it's objectively not funny. You know, they had this segment with Elon where they were talking in Generation Z, like, you know, like they were trying to use TikTok language.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, God, stop. Like, that's not even your audience. It's just not. You know, your audience is you guys, right? Like Brad and Jason. And maybe I'll tune in every now and then. But yeah, it was hard to watch, man. And I don't know. Who's the best person on there right now? Like, who's the best cast member?
Oh.
Is Kenan still on there?
He's still there.
Okay.
He's the longest running.
Yeah.
And he's got his own spinoff show
now.
Yeah,
so he's about to leave himself.
If the show continues to do well, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, everybody moves on at some point. If he's the longest runner, eventually he's going to come off. I don't know. The young Saturday Night Live talent is just brutal, man. It just is.
That brother from Chicago is pretty cool. His name escapes me right now. That's kind of Keenan Broughton. I don't know if Keenan Broughton.
Yeah, I know
who
you're talking about.
He's okay. He's
is
all
he
right.
The chunkier guy?
No.
Keenan, Red, right?
Keenan, Red's
Chris
his last
Red.
Name.
Okay.
Chris
I
Red.
I
got to
be honest with you. I haven't watched it forever.
No, it's not worth it. I mean, A, you're doing stuff on Saturday night anyway.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just not. It's not even one of those things where it's like you watch the next morning, you're like, it's just like, oh, God.
Well, back in the day, 30 years ago, when Jason and I were Bulls fans growing up, they'd throw Michael Jordan on there, and the writers and the people would be able to figure out a way to put him in a position where you're watching it, and I'd be talking about it in the high school the next day. I'd be like, did you guys see how hilarious it was when Michael Jordan was doing that skit, you know?
SNL just felt like more part of our fabric still back then.
Yeah, right. It did.
Like you didn't miss it, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It was an event every Saturday then, and it's just kind of phased out.
Even in the late 90s, it felt like that. Like, they'd have The Rock come host it.
Yeah.
You know? And it was like, man, that's
relevant.
A huge thing for The Rock to be hosting Saturday Night Live. Now it's like, and again, I guess they still, I mean, Elon Musk hosting that thing is a hell of a get. He's the richest
good
man
idea.
In the world. You know, well, he does it better. A lot of people liked what he did. You know, a lot of people thought it was pretty good. But anyway, I thought that was
weird.
Interesting that he brought up Saturday Night Live. All right, we will come back, wrap this thing up here on a Monday. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Oh. But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash. New May instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky. But for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
The Landers Auto Group is growing. We're hosting a job fair Tuesday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. We're hiring for all positions. That's right. We need sales consultants, management, accounting, service techs, receptionists, operations, call center representatives, and much more. Recruiters from all 7 of our stores will be at the Landers Center for interviews. The only requirement is a valid driver's license. That's this Tuesday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. Learn more about the automotive business and the benefits of working at the fastest-growing dealership group in the Mid-South. We offer a top-notch full benefits package, including vacation, health, life, dental, vision, and disability insurance, 401k savings, employee discounts, and an endless opportunity to advance, all in a safe and fun work environment. Start a new career with the Landers Auto Group this Tuesday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. See you there.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Keppel here, serial entrepreneur. I hired my first employee in 1988, but I interviewed poorly and didn't provide job training. So 6 hours after she started, I ushered the tearful employee out the door without even putting her on my payroll. Yes, I hired and fired my very first employee on the same day and broke my first payroll law. I was a terrible employer. Years later, I created Patriot Software to help employers with 1 to 100 employees not make mistakes with their payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Have you ever wondered what's inside your air ducts? Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. If you are one of many who suffers from bad allergies, especially in the Mid-South, and would like to improve the indoor air quality of your home, then Choate's Air Duct Cleaning could be a solution for you and your family. Air Duct Cleaning has been proven to help people with allergies and other respiratory issues by removing buildup of debris from your home's air supply. Air Duct Cleaning will also help eliminate dust from building up in your house. Therefore, you don't have to dust as much either. And Air Duct Cleaning is also shown to help improve the performance of your air conditioning and heating system. Choate's is the name you can trust for all your indoor air quality needs. So call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule a free video inspection to help you breathe a little easier. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Blue Note Juke Joint, if you're looking for a drink, I highly recommend Blue Note Juke Joint. Why? Because it is the absolute best drink in Memphis. Smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues is what I always like to say. You can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks. Make a cocktail with it. Lots of different ways you can go with it if you choose. Available all throughout Memphis. You can get it anywhere. Your favorite liquors are sold. And the best part is it's just $29.99. You look around. Lots of stuff is going up. Inflation. Thank you, inflation. Nope. Bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint's only going to run you $29.99. You cannot beat that. It's Monday, so it may be time for a drink. Do it with Blue Note Juke Joint today.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but there's only one Memphis area restaurant that actually served world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a 7-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. And if you're looking for employment, Memphis Barbecue Company is looking for you. They need more employees. They're busy, 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 and you can apply online at memphisbbqco.com. Just click the careers tab at the top. The application process is very simple. memphisbbqco.com.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John on 89 FM ESPN. Obviously, a big game tonight for the Memphis Grizzlies. You can hear that, of course, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Pre-game at 6:30. Tip is at 7. No Zion. Zion, of course, is basically done for the rest of the season. It feels like they've been sort of hinting at that, you know, that they're upset with the way that it's been officiated. How much of a hit that he's been taking all throughout the season. And so you will not have to worry about Zion. So that makes tonight an absolute must-win game for the Grizzlies as they're trying to hold on to the 8th spot. And even though you may end up having to see the Lakers, it's worth it because you only still have to win one game the rest of the way. Double elimination rather than single elimination. And so that, Jason, is why you need to win as many games as you can the rest of the way.
Well, not to mention you got a red-hot Steph Curry that's got, you know, yes, it's tougher tonight. It's not OKC. It's Utah. But Steph Curry's on an absolute roll. He's trying to win the scoring title like we talked about. And it looks like he wants that 8 spot and is dead set on it. You know, we've talked about it. Better move for a Golden State might have been laying down and trying to focus on getting the best draft pick that you can, but Steph will have no part of it. You got to respect it. But hopefully the Grizzlies can take advantage of an opportunity tonight with no Zion and put themselves right back in position to at least set up what should be a all-determining matchup on Sunday. I think by the time you get there when you take on Golden State here out there for that regular season finale on Sunday.
Yeah, and so obviously that game tonight going to be on 92.9 FM ESPN. As always, Grizzlies are 9-point favorites. Pregame at 6:30. Tip, of course, is at 7. And that's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jason Fitz for joining us on the show. Thanks to Norton Hurd IV for joining us on the show. Giannotto and Jeffrey, they're up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Memphis is home of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekday mornings from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Some things are just true, like your local Geico agent could save you hundreds, and also you should never sneak up on a beekeeper.
Hey, beekeeper!
What the? Oh my bees! Oh no, they're headed right for the balloon factory.
Your local Geico agent could help you save 15% or more. It's just true.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer, warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low as 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services, count on Opox.
call 901-443-5153 or visit opox.com.
Small businesses are always looking to educate themselves on the best ways to have meaningful interactions with their customers. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free. ForHims.com/radio. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, ForHims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying.